morning, 8:36, March the 25th, 2017, I'm pretty sure. Yep, 8:36, Saturday, March the 25th, 2017. I don't know if that's what I said before or not, but that's what it is. So, hi, good morning. I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. 2,000 words behind me already this morning. I'm getting up early. I was up this morning at like 5 o'clock, 5:30. Had time to get some orange juice. That was before 5:30, so I had to start the coffee pot. So I had some orange juice, and when the coffee was ready, I had some coffee. That's interesting. Can't tell if that's salt or... Okay, that was classy. Lady trying to come through the intersection. She's got the light shining, blinking, showing she's going to go to the left, and instead she turns right. Luckily, I was pretty much through the intersection. There was a runoff in the gutter. It was white, and it looked like somebody had spilled powder or something, salt. But I think it was ice. It's quite cold this morning. It's ambient is 40 degrees, but and it's much warmer now. The sun is up. I'm up. I've been walking in the sun with it on my back for the last quarter mile, so, but it is quite chilly. It is barely 40 degrees. Nevertheless, a lovely morning. Some high thin clouds, cirro stratus, it looks like. Some thicker cloud deck off to the northwest, a little bit off to the south. Saturday morning, it's quite pleasant. Nice morning. Robins. A couple of male robins. Get off my turf. Leave my lady alone, I guess. He'll be back. So, yeah, yesterday was just under 18 minutes, and I was pushing along pretty good. I haven't been pushing quite so hard this morning. Probably should be. If I can get back by 9 o'clock. I have to wake the kid up at 9:30. Get her ready for work at 11. Yesterday's word count came in at 7,000 words. Which isn't my normal 10. Isn't my 10,000 word a day reputation supporting number, but I knocked off around 7 o'clock with 7,000 words and thought I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to refresh my brain. I started looking at an ebook. One of my colleagues has a new book coming out and wanted to know if I would look at the ARCA, and I said I would. And so I got the EPUB, and it was a wreck. It was horrible. There were no margins. Margin was set at zero. It was ragged write, so there was no way to tell where the margins, where the paragraphs broke, based on, okay, there's a short line. Because every other line was a short line. And I read through the first what amounts to prologue. And cursed it quietly. Guys, I don't think that's where the story starts. But when I got into the first full chapter, the next scene, there was it didn't get any better. There were no indentations. There weren't even line breaks between the paragraphs. I don't like it when they put line breaks between the paragraphs because it takes up too much space on my phone to. I want the words to be there, not the spaces, but I need to have some clues. I need to have some idea about what the hell's going on the page so I can read it. And by the time I flipped to the fourth screen, it was like, no, this is impossible. So I wrote back and said, this is impossible. the story notwithstanding, because I can't really tell what the story is, because I can't read the damn thing. And so I started breaking into it. I pulled the EPUB up in my editing tools and started looking under the hood. And it was a shambles. So I wrote back. I caught up with him later in the day. Caught him on chat. And he thought there was nothing wrong with the formatting, that it was perfectly professional. It was well done by a formatting team that he has used before. And I had to disagree that I could not read it as long as there were no paragraphs. And that the fix was actually, you know, just a matter of two lines of code in the style sheet. But then it got worse when I started realizing that every line, in some cases, parts of lines, paragraphs, parts of paragraphs, were span tagged with size, color, and what was it? Size, color, and weight? Something like that. And I'm like, this is a find and replace problem. And whoever did this didn't do the find and replace. I couldn't tell if it was part of some conversion tool. I didn't really pay that much attention to the headers. It could have been an artifact of some tool. I know there are a lot of tools that impose their own. I know it wasn't Caliber, because Caliber didn't show up in the style sheet, and they always do. So yeah, I spent a couple hours last night fiddling with this file. In large part because, in a certain sense, it was kind of relaxing. It was an interesting challenge. How can I make this format better and still keep the original flavor? And there's a lot of oddities about blank lines formatting in the header, when really you don't. You just put the padding ahead of the header in the style sheet and tag the style sheet header. And tag the text with the header from the style sheet. It's really not complicated. It's really not a big deal. And if you do it in the style sheet rather than in the text, then if you decide to change the style later, maybe center the headings or right justify the headings, then it's just one change and every header changes. So anyway, I spent some time doing that last night. I spent some time fumbling about in EVE Online. Say it with me, Monk Post. The Phoenix Freight Research Lab has shut down because of a lack of fuel. It uses like 20 million fuel a day, which isn't too bad. If you log in, play every day, do some mining, run a few level 4 missions, you know, 24 million a day is not terrible. But I'm only logging in 'to Phoenix Freight. I'm only logging into that corporation about, I don't know, a couple times a week. Even with all the characters that I have that are in that. Go ahead. Get out of my way. It's the raddiest looking Cadillac I think I've seen. Kid driving, pulled up to the stop sign. I waited, but he didn't go, so I went around him. He waited till I was clear of the back of his vehicle before he pulled out. Just get out of my way. Grump, 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 get out of my way. You, get out of my way. Hey, you, get off of my cloud. Don't yuck my yum. But anyway. So, yeah, I spent some time last night unwinding, relaxing. I took my meds. Crashed out about 9. I don't have a book that I'm reading right now. I've tried a couple. I read some. I'm reading some for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Group. I probably should pick up that one other book. There's one more book in the group that I have not read that I perhaps need to look at. One of the people that I gave high marks to actually has the sample was okay, but once I got into the book, it was a little bit less than satisfying, I guess is the way to put it. It was still okay. It was still all right. It won't show up in my review blog anytime soon. So today is Saturday. Today is Saturday. Today is Saturday. I have to keep saying that because every day is like the same day. And I'm really enjoying this getting up and doing the writing and getting some word count out. Then coming out for the walk a little bit. It gives me a chance to think about what's going on. What's going on is largely very much an Ishmael Wong story, and I'm really pleased with that because I don't think what was there before was the parts that I cut out. I really didn't cut out that much. I thought I was going to have to cut out a lot. It turns out I only cut out about 7,000 words. So right now, the day's target for my 6,250 words for the day, I need to reach, I think, 78,778. Oh, I bet they love that. there's a flicker on a chimney cap. Is that a flicker making that sound? Hear that rat-a-tat-tat? I thought that was a robin's call, but maybe it's a flicker's call. There he goes again. Every once in a while, one will do that on my roof, on my chimney cap. Metal chimney cap. You know, and outside, it's not that bad. It doesn't sound that loud. In the house, it's like somebody's taking a hammer to the chimney. Good morning. Did get some rain. The ditch has about an inch and a half on the bottom of it. So I'm gonna fix for breakfast this morning. I don't know. I hope I don't have to make a grocery run today. I think I've got enough stuff to fix something for supper. I did frozen mac and cheese last night, which is about as easy a meal as I ever fix here. The only thing, I have two or three of those. Frozen mac and cheese, I have frozen lasagna. There's a rice and chicken dish that I like, but none of the other people in the house do, so I didn't do that one. I need to get some onion soup mix and make some chicken and rice in a slow cooker. That'll be cool. That'd be good. I like slow cooker meals. Slow cooker meals mean I get to do one set of messy kitchen stuff and then basically 8 hours later serve a meal. And then clean the pot. One pot. It's usually a messy pot. Sometimes I have to clean out the inside of it a little bit. Clean out the tray. I always put it on a... I have a big aluminum sheet pan. I think it's a quarter sheet. And, I put that down on the counter and then put the crock pot in it so that if there's any overblow or spill or like that, it's easy to clean up. I just throw it in the sink and spray it down. Okay, who are these people wandering through the neighborhood? I saw them earlier. And it's probably something in my door handle. I don't know if you're ringing the bell. I don't care if it is 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning. It's a Saturday morning. Don't ring my bell. When I left, everybody was still asleep, so maybe they still are. At any rate, I am here. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.